Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On the Hurricane Center's clock, it is 1 o'clock Eastern, and we have our update on Hurricane Florence. This just handed in to me like seconds before going on the air here. Haven't even seen it yet. We are seeing those winds continue to be sustained, 45 miles an hour, gusting to 54 miles an hour at some locations. And it looks like we've got over 50 mile an hour winds sustained in others right on the Carolina coast. So the winds are here. Just like we were saying, those tropical storm force winds have already made it onshore. So we start seeing these rain bands. That's where we really look at the highest amounts of rain and the wind. That wind already making it onto shore. We had Cape Lookout. Looking last hour, we had some wind gusts to 70 miles an hour already. So definitely some significant rain and the wind. It's definitely here. Look at the forecast. Not much has changed associated with the hurricane. But, you know, really trying to remind people every single time these hurricane force winds stretch 70 miles from the center. And look at this. Tropical storm force winds, as I was saying, already on shore, stretching 170 miles from the center. So it's really important not to just focus on the eye, not to focus just on the center, but it's about the size of the storm and the impacts, of course. With time, we've been advertising the slowdown. Nothing has changed with that. Looks like 8 o'clock Friday. This is Friday evening, and then even Saturday morning, that's not a lot of real estate. We're not really moving that fast, and that's a real problem because that compounds the issues of the impacts associated with the rain and the storm surge, and the wind itself can knock down a lot of trees and the loss of power. The longer we stay, the more battering winds arrive at the coast, and you can see those storm surge values continue with time moving northward, waiting on a system in the Midwest to catch up, and this is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Takes a little while. Early next week, they finally get this system out, but leaving behind a lot of water and river flooding, because look at the rainfall forecast right around the landfall area, 20 to 30 inches of rain. Some places see 40 inches of rain, which is devastating. Not just a coastal issue, 10 to 15, 15 to 20 inland. And look how far inland we could see some of these rains around Charlotte and Raleigh, 6 to 10, and even Asheville and Roanoke, 4 to 6 inches. And these are just general of the rainfall that we can get. Some of those totals could be, in some cases, much higher if you start having prolonged rain. So very dangerous when you have this much terrain, flash flooding, the water could get channeled, a very dangerous situation, and river flooding could last for a week or more. Storm surge is another thing we always have to look at. Very dangerous. It's the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. And look at the values for South Carolina, 4 to 9 feet predicted, depending on the angle and where that water gets piled up. 9 to 13 is a staggering amount of storm surge. Very dangerous and deadly. Not just around the center. Look how far north into upper portions of the North Carolina coast. You can still see 4 to 9 feet because that system hangs around so long. It continues to push those winds in and the storm surge. You can see some of that storm surge miles inland in some of these rivers. And watch out for the tornadoes as well. We have a tornado watches for portions of North Carolina. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest update on Hurricane Florence right here from the National Hurricane Center's operations area.